Sheriff, let's begin. It's fall harvest time here in Ohio. A lot of things going on out on the rural roads around the state. But a question that I have is, can a farmer be cited for mud on the road?
By the letter of the law, yes, a farmer could be cited for placing or accidentally placing mud on the roadway. It's an Ohio Revised Code section that could apply to that situation.
Is it a problem?
In our community, we've had complaints in the past. Usually, that's during the fall harvest season. The farmers are making every effort during the wet season to get their crops out of the field. We've had some complaints of that in the past, but we're very fortunate in our area that the farmers have identified that and taken it upon themselves to make sure the roadway's clean, or if we've been called, we've worked with them to get the debris quickly removed, and we have not had any incidents regarding that.
Sheriff, another situation with fall harvest. If the fields start getting a little soft, we'll see semis parked out on the road for them to unload grain. Is that illegal?
Sure, we have that happening in our community. Again, by the letter of the law, yes, you are not allowed to park in the roadway and obstruct the motoring public. Here in our community, we evaluate, and most of our farmers do the same, is if it's a country road that is not heavily traveled. We do have farmers that park along the side of the road with their semis, but again, all of our farmers are well displayed as far as their four ways and triangles out, and additional vehicles out, and they always keep a lane of travel open. And again, that's on the densely traveled county roads.
Well, you folks in Union County certainly recognize what the agricultural community means overall. In fact, you are able to communicate certain safety messages during the spring and again here in the fall in your Behind the Star publication that you put out. Is that right?
Correct. We do public service announcements on a variety of topics throughout the year, once a month to our community. And in the spring and fall, we do a public service announcement regarding living in our agriculture community, which Union County is a rural farming community. And that article Behind the Star goes out again in the spring and fall, and it just educates the motoring public on the challenges that farmers have with their large pieces of equipment, and be courteous to one another, and share the roadway, and the rights of the farmers to be on the roadway with their equipment to get their crops in and out of the field.
Sheriff Patton, one other thing just came to my mind. This is another time of the year where, at the end of the day, the farmer may park equipment out in the field. What can they do to make sure that piece of equipment is, one, either going to be there in the morning or is not damaged in some way?
Well, we stress to the farming community and our public education side with our crime prevention that we are actively involved in to park their equipment off the roadway, out in the field, or most of our farmers have joining properties with homeowners. We ask them to park their pieces of equipment behind their home. That just keeps the individuals from falling prey to from the opportunity being so close to the road. Not just vandalism, but also theft.
Sheriff, is there anything else that you'd like to mention as we continue through fall harvest?
Well, just be courteous and be understanding. We are with our busy lifestyles. All of us have many irons in the fire, and we're always in a hurry to get to our next event, whether it's a child's event or work. Just take your time and be courteous to the farmers that are moving from field to field, and understand that they're providing the food that we put on our plates, and they have a job to do too. So we would ask drivers to be aware of that and drive slowly and get safely to their destination.